This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Founder of Whole Foods saying the whole world is getting fat. This is the crazy thing, right? Even with the need for food and food insecurity and poverty, I mean, the world is getting fatter even given all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of what we're eating and the diets and the process and not eating.
And the ability to make it so fast and on demand.
Yep. And so with those two things in mind, and we talked a little bit yesterday about that study saying that just 15 minutes taking a walk in nature a week, you know, will improve not only your physical, but your mental health. Angela joins us from the YMCA. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice again. How was your hiking?
It was pretty spectacular scenery. I mean, you know, there's, you know, not all views are the same.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet you got your 15 minutes a day in easily.
I watched my watch spin over so many times. I mean, we were doing like 35,000 steps a day, which is up and down. That's what they don't tell you. Not all steps are created equal too, because the elevation change was amazing. I dealt fine with the oxygen and the elevation. Lindsay got a little bit of kind of like some dry, you know, like some, like not massive, but like nosebleeds and stuff. And I mean, it impacts everybody differently, but it definitely made a difference. But it was spectacular. It was beautiful. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, that's like 15 to 17 miles a day.
Yes, and Lindsay wanted to do more. She had a pretty big itinerary set up. Well, it's like it's one spectacular thing after another. You just can't believe it.
Well, you got to get it all in that amount of time.
You really do. All right, let's talk about fall. I got your email the other day. The first day of fall, 100 days left in 2020. This is a couple of days ago. Talk to me about finishing the year strong.
Well, to me, right now, it's perfect weather to get outside and walk or run during the day. No wind, bike. It's perfect. Enjoy it. I'm thinking it's not going to last much longer, but I'm trying to stay positive because today I did my run already. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, I love the crisp morning. You know, it's still getting nice in the afternoons. It's perfect. But let's talk about the benefits of being a Y member. Now, clearly not everything is as it was before, and you guys have got some, you know, protocols in place, mm-hmm. and there's a difference in being a member today versus, you know, 6 months ago. But the list of benefits is still just a tremendous list of things that can help give you the tools you need to get back to where you need to be.
Right. So basically, almost everything is up and running, obviously not like it used to. We have, you know, our swim lessons, our wellness centers open. We have now reintroduced some youth clinics. And so that's been great. Abby Lowe's very excited to get that started. And I've seen a lot more traffic in the pools and in the wellness center in the last week or so. So I think I went in one time in the afternoon, I couldn't believe it, and there were probably 20 to 25 people in our wellness center. And our wellness center is big enough where we can easily get that many in and everyone can social distance. But this is the kind of the time of the year when school's in session and people are trying to get everything reorganized that we see a little bit of drop off in people coming and working out. But this is the best time. You got to keep it going. You know, there are so many people out there that kind of take off the fall and the winter and then only work out in the spring and the summer. We want everybody to just make it a lifestyle change and do it all year round.
All right. And what's the best way about going about that? I mean, you know, clearly people can still stop in and take a tour, but as you know, as you follow these protocols and trying to keep everyone safe, what's the best venue or the best avenue for people to take to get to you or someone at the Y to find out more?
You can call or you can come in. We still do tours. We have people coming in for tours. With new members, we are doing three free half-hour orientation personal training sessions with our good friend Austin, and he will show people, you know, what they need to do in the wellness center to get them comfortable coming in, give them kind of a little routine and then
that's a great listen. That's a great thing because you know those three starts can really make a difference in someone making sure they keep up the routine. And because people are intimidated by the equipment or the machines, or they really don't know, those three sessions with Austin can really make a difference on whether it's going to be successful for someone or not.
And absolutely, and you know how Austin is; he can pack a lot in a 30-minute time period. And he's very knowledgeable with not only, you know, the physical part, but the nutritional part as well. So he's just a great resource for us at the Y. And so I really recommend that people call, come in, set up a time, and get with him. He will change your life. He really will.
Yeah, and if you get too intimidated by him, just make him do cardio.
Exactly. You are correct there. I would say his cardio, maybe 30 seconds at a time here and there.
Listen, I don't know. It's been a few months since I've been able to see, but he's a great guy. He really will. I mean, you know, having a routine and getting you squared away in that regard, when I saw the email, I thought that's really a smart move, you know, to include these three sort of 30-minute personal sessions with a new membership, because that really can set you down a path for success and give you some comfort level about how to set up a routine. I mean, it sounds like three sessions, but that can make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And he's excited to do it. And, you know, and he works with all different ages and levels, and he's very creative, and he will make you feel so at home at the Y, where when you come in on your own, you're going to know exactly what you need to do.
All right. I know you spend a lot of time around the pools, and thankfully you got somebody who's going to be doing that for you, as you are now the interim CEO of the entire place. But the two pools for swimming, the water aerobics classes, as we get into those colder months, you know, we get past fall, that is a terrific winter venue for people to stay in shape, easy on the joints, so much better and healthier across your whole body. I'm not sure enough people take advantage of that, you know, like just lap swimming or even the running in the pool. That's a great deal.
Oh, of course. And, you know, we have our two pools. We have our therapy pool, family pool, which is a little bit warmer. So if you have issues with arthritis or joint problems, we do offer classes on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 o'clock. We're ramping up to offer one right after that because we have had a really good participation rate in the 10 o'clock class where, we can only have so many right now in a class. So we're going to offer one right after that for those people who can't get into the 10 o'clock. And then, of course, on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, we have the higher intensity power waves aerobics class that Denise and Liz teach, which you got to be able to experience in one of our SOY challenges. So those are also very popular, and we're looking at hopefully adding some new ones here in the future.
All right, Angela, congratulations again on all the recent success. I think you're doing a fantastic job.
We
appreciate everything that you do. The YMCA impacting lives, and they really set up a great deal. I would highly encourage you to think about joining. And the good thing is, what your comfort level is, they've got it covered. Angela, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Angela Folk.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.